Welcome to the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, and I'm thrilled to have you with us today. NewsRamp.com curates the latest business news from leading newswires, bringing you the most relevant stories to keep you informed and inspired. Now, a quick note before we dive in. While this podcast is produced with the assistance of AI and AI voices, rest assured that the stories we're sharing are very real, and the complete news stories can be found at newsramp.com. It's Thursday evening, July 10th, 2025, and we have a lineup of environmental and energy headlines and stories that you won't want to miss. So grab your coffee, lace up those running shoes, or settle into your favorite chair, and let's get started. Here is our first headline.
Mining News breaks Aston Bay Holdings Limited, TSX.by. OTCQB ATBHF reports initial drill and geophysical results at Storm Copper Project. Aston Bay Holdings Limited (JEP) has reported initial drill and geophysical results at the Storm Copper Project on Somerset Island, Nunavut. The company's 2025 exploration program, operated by American West Metals, revealed large conductive anomalies aligned with known copper mineralization. Diamond drilling at the Cyclone Deep's target intersected 47 meters of visual sulfide mineralization, indicating proximity to the cyclone deposit. The project benefits from support through Nunavut's Discover Invest Grow program, highlighting copper's strategic importance in the energy transition. Aston Bay is exploring high-grade copper and gold deposits in Virginia, USA, and Nunavut, Canada, with advanced negotiations on other lands with copper potential in North America. For more information, visit Aston Bay's website.
Mining news breaks. Solar Bank Corporation, SUN, FSC-FE, GY2, positions for growth under shifting U.S. and Canadian clean energy policies. Solar Bank Corporation, a North American solar and battery storage developer, is strategically positioning itself to take advantage of clean energy incentives in the U.S. and Canada. With the new federal legislation extending investment tax credits, Solar Bank plans to accelerate construction on a 97-megawatt U.S. portfolio. The company is also expanding in Canada, deploying storage projects under Ontario's ISO framework and leading in Nova Scotia's community solar program. CEO Dr. Richard Liu sees growth opportunities in the U.S. solar capacity and Canada's infrastructure drive as catalysts for long-term shareholder value. For more information, visit solarbankcorp.com. Easy Environmental Solutions plan to end food insecurity in Africa. Easy Environmental Solutions, a company focused on promoting sustainable agriculture and ending hunger in Africa, is using its organic microbial fertilizer, TerraPlenish, to improve food security. By introducing beneficial microbes into lifeless soil, TerraPlenish can increase crop yields and provide a solution for starvation in Africa. In addition, the company has developed the EasyFen Modular Microbe Fertilizer System, a decentralized fertilizer plant in a box that can be deployed in rural communities worldwide. Recently, Easy Environmental Solutions received a deposit from an African client to implement this system, furthering their mission to combat food insecurity in Africa.
Questions mount regarding Huawei's solid-state battery running for 1,800 miles. Huawei, a popular Chinese tech company, claims to have developed a new solid-state battery that could potentially power an electric vehicle for up to 1,800 miles on a single charge and recharge in less than 5 minutes. However, experts remain skeptical about these bold claims. Many questions linger about the feasibility, safety, and affordability of this new technology. Leading firms like NEO Inc. are closely monitoring the situation. Billion Dollar Club is a specialized communications platform focused on top companies, offering access to a vast network of wire solutions, article syndication, press release enhancement, social media distribution, and tailored corporate communications solutions. For more information, visit BillionDollarClub.com.
The global semiconductor industry risks being hampered by looming copper shortage, PwC report says. A recent report by PwC warns that one-third of semiconductor production globally is at risk due to copper supply shortages linked to climate change. Countries like Chile, a major copper producer, may struggle to meet demand as water shortages worsen. This could impact companies like Taiwan Semiconductor Manufacturing Company Limited, NYSM, in the semiconductor industry. The report highlights the critical importance of copper in manufacturing processes, making this a pressing issue for the industry.
Baker Hughes report shows decline in U.S. oil gas rigs. A recent report released by Baker Hughes shows a decline in the number of natural gas and oil rigs in the U.S., indicating a slowdown in drilling activity. Companies like Gemex Corp, OTCMZ, operating in Latin America, may also be adjusting operations due to economic and market conditions. As uncertainties are resolved, these firms could attract additional investment. Investors can find news and updates on GMXX Corp in the company's newsroom. Mining Newswire is a specialized platform focusing on developments in the global mining and resources sectors, offering a wide range of communication solutions for companies looking to reach a broad audience of investors and influencers.
China dominates in adopting long-haul electric trucks. China's dominance of the global passenger electric vehicle market is extending to long-haul electric trucks, surpassing the U.S. and Europe. With the U.S. cutting federal electric vehicle subsidies, American companies like Mullen Automotive Inc. Gazdam Mulen have the opportunity to excel in commercial EVs. To stay updated on Mullen Automotive Inc. news, visit the company's newsroom. GreenCarStocks is a communications platform focusing on EVs and green energy, providing access to a vast network of wire solutions and tailored corporate communications solutions. For more information, visit the GreenCarStocks website.
How grids depending on renewable energy can boost reliability. Adopting renewable energy could help nations fortify their energy grids from disruptions and improve their reliability. While fossil fuels can generate energy on demand, their supply is often affected by geopolitics, leading to high energy costs. Companies like SolarBank Corp that focus on renewable energy solutions play a vital role in improving reliability through long-duration battery storage solutions for excess energy generated during peak times.
Investor News Breaks, Fusion Fuel Green PLC, NASDAQ HTOU, announces 1-for-35 reverse share split to regain NASDAQ compliance. Fusion Fuel Green PLC has announced a 1-for-35 reverse share split of its Class A ordinary shares to comply with NASDAQ's minimum bid price requirement. The split, effective July 14, 2025, will reduce outstanding shares to 783,376. No fractional shares will be issued, and shareholders don't need to take action. The authorized share capital remains at 100 million shares, with a nominal value per share adjusted to 0.35 cents. Fusion Fuel Green PLC, a leader in energy services, offers solutions through its Alshola Gas and BrightHigh subsidiaries. Alshola Gas provides industrial gas solutions, while BrightHigh focuses on hydrogen solutions for decarbonization. For more information, visit the company's website.
New ES Gold Corp. ESAUF. CEO discusses background, outlines direct revenue building strategy, offers forecast for gold market. ES Gold Corp. recently welcomed new CEO Gordon Robb as former CEO Paul Mastantuono transitions to COO. The company's focus on near-term cash flow strategy includes production from processing historic tailings, funding future exploration, and improving the environment. ES Gold plans to begin mill circuit production on a tailings cleanup project at an abandoned mine in Quebec later this year. With 265 mining claims, the company aims to generate revenue for new gold exploration. By implementing a clean mining model, ES Gold is driving towards production and discovery goals, positioning itself for success in the gold market.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.